June 5th, uprising. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. In the early hours of June 5th, 1963, the forces of Pahlavi regime poured into Imam Khomeini's home in Qom due to his anti-regime speech at Faizieh School 3 days before. During the speech, the Imam has exposed the crimes of the Shah and his American and Zionist masters. The agents of the regime's notorious security apparatus, SAVAK, arrested the Imam and took him to a prison in Tehran. A few hours later, the streets of Qom were full of people who had come to protest against arresting their beloved leader. Very soon, Tehran and some other cities were the scenes of big crowds of people who rallied in support of their leader. The military forces of Shah opened fire to the demonstrating people and massacred thousands of them in cold blood. But the most heartrending crime of the Pahlavi regime took place in southeastern Tehran. The devoted people of Pishva near Varamin in southeastern Tehran, hearing the news of Imam Khomeini's arrest, put on white shrouds symbolizing their readiness to sacrifice their life for the Imam. Near the village of Bagherabad, however, they faced the ranks of the soldiers and officers of the Pahlavi regime who opened fire to the crowd and massacred the demonstrators. June 5, 1963 sparked developments which led to the victory of the Islamic Revolution 15 years later. The main cause of the June 5, 1963 uprising was the fact that the regime of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi had decided to uproot Islam from the country as it had turned into the lapdog of the US and was acting as the gendarme of Washington in the region. Moreover, the Shah had turned Iran into a country to secure the interests of the Zionist regime. Imam Khomeini noticed the danger before anyone else and explicitly spoke of the consequences of the course the Pahlavi regime was moving in. The Imam laid bare the betrayals of the Pahlavi regime against Islam and national interest and warned the ulema and the nation about the fate of Islam in the country. The June 5th uprising was unique in three aspects. First, it was popular. In other words, people from all walks of life were present in the scene of demonstrations. Secondly, the uprising was absolutely Islamic. That is to say that the main cause of Imam Khomeini's warnings and bringing the people to the scene was the fact that they intended Islamic laws to rule in the society. Thirdly, the uprising had one leader. Before June 5, 1963, a few other uprisings and movements had taken place in Iran, but none of them enjoyed a single leader who could gather the whole nation around the same cause. The Pahlavi regime tried a lot to tarnish the popular and Islamic aspects of the uprising through hired newspapers and speakers, but the vigilance of the Iranian people and the decisiveness of Imam Khomeini foiled these schemes.
June
The June 5, 1963 uprising greatly developed the methods of struggles among people. The uprising led to the formation of Islamic associations. Just on the day after the uprising, the Islamic associations of Bazaar, university students, and school students were shaped. Soon, special schools of religion and knowledge were built up in the country to teach the kids who didn't want to go to the westernized schools of the Pahlavi regime. The leadership was in the hand of Islamists, and the left and nationalist forces were pushed to the margin. Imam Khomeini's exemplary leadership turned him into the most charismatic figure of the past centuries, and this led to the strengthening of the bases of ulema and seminaries among people. It should be mentioned that although the June 5, 1963 uprising was suppressed by the Pahlavi regime, it formed next uprisings throughout the country and yielded fruit 15 years later in the form of the Islamic Revolution, which eradicated tyranny and servile rule in the country for good. Imam Khomeini said in 1970, "June 5th will not fade away from memories, and it should be marked as strongly as possible on its anniversary." June 5th, which corresponded with Muharram 12th, was the living document of brave opposition of the Iranian nation against despotism of the agents of foreigners and the left and right colonialism.